Welcome, Chimpians, to episode 47 of Chimp Out Radio. I'm your host, Mr. DJ Stupnik. Tonight, we're going to take a look at a post made by a Chimpian who goes by the name of Liver Lipper. Did an awesome job.
We have Justin on the top 10 and Nigger Oki.
And Skimonez is going to do some Nigger Oki, too. He's also known as Abe Lincoln Was Drunk.
Bob Dumbass joins us for a news story.
And a lot of other cool stuff is going to happen tonight, so stick around because Chimp Out Radio starts now.
All right, folks. Usually what we do is we report a news story based in any one of the many threads on Chimp Out, but you know, every once in a while we come upon a response to the actual thread that is so great that I have to read it off to you. And the original thread was actually Sheboons are bitching about Wonder Woman, that Wonder Woman from DC Comics should be black because it's based on an ancient Egyptian story. But instead, I'll forego the original story because it's just a bunch of blame whitey bullshit anyways. But Liver Lipper responded to this thread, and it was so damn funny that we have to talk about it here on Chimp Out Radio.
What did he say?
Here's the niggerfied origins of Who Dat Womans and Super Skank. In the actual bookings of the D.C. Police Department, a hoe hooked on super heroin called Wanisha Womb Sores was Niggerdom's answer to the human babes of CO called Wonder Woman. The most recent version of how a nigger heroine came into existence is bullshit in all of its glory. Here's what actually happened. Queen Laquifa required additional welfare payments to support her unproductive lifestyle. The answer was to have another butt dumpling, her ninth. She goes to the Paradise Hotel, an off-track betting parlor, and invites every buck there to partake in her favors, and they do. Every foul opening and fold of fat becomes a receptacle for the attentions that pass as affection in niggerdom. After she leaves the family reunion, every buck in the hood has a go at her. Now fully infected and septic, she bursts a taint pustule whereby the African hoe god herpes is summoned to bestow upon the butt dumpling lip sores in the title of Niglet Sheboon. Oh god, this is so good, it's unbelievable. Other hoe gods bestow upon the Niglet Sheboon attributes fundamental in the creation of a super she-nig. D-Magnesia gives the niglet skin the color of shit with Ashton overtones, a foul odor and a texture like that of asphalt. Apefroditi gives the niglet springy fur for load-bearing and pot-scrubbing.
Nice.
Apeschemia gives the Sheboon cunning enough to rip off the system and shortchange her children's.
Nice.
Farts in the Mist endows her with a desire to prey upon the weak and mate with animals. Bestia gives her the looks of a thousand hideous nightmares and an attitude to match. Herpes gives her the ability to mark her territory, and Gorilla gives her anti-charisma, so not even her own species will value her. Additionally, the Sheboon is made fleet of foot, so when stealing a TV during a riot, niggers seem to almost fly away. And once again, that's a response to an original post about niggers being pissed off that Wonder Woman isn't black.
Good job.
Yeah, thank you, Liver Lipper. I already gave him the post of the day for it. I think he should get a golden quill for it. It's so good.
I second that. I think he should.
Once again, thank you very much, Liver Lipper. I laughed for about an hour when I first saw that. We had to record it.
Well done.
You're listening to Chimp Out Radio!
Hey, Chimpers, this is Whitey's Fed Up, and you're listening to the best damn nigger bashing show on the internet.
Bob Dumbass is with us, and Bob, how long have you been a member of Chimp Out?
About a year and a half.
Yeah, that's great. How did you find the website in the first place?
I was on the other site, and I got banned with a bunch of about, I guess, 20 people or so in one day.
Only 20?
I just happened to see Chimp, so I mentioned Chimp on YouTube, so I went and checked it out, and it's like, man, I was in the wrong place all this time.
Yeah, so you decided to join, and is there any special meaning behind your screen name, Bob Dumbass?
Yeah, when I signed up, the first screen name I used, I got IP blocked that day.
What, from Chimp Out? Or from...
Yeah, when I signed up for Chimp Out, and the original one got deleted, and I said, hey, you know, some half accidentally got deleted. They said, okay, we'll go and fix it. And when they did, instead of giving me the screen name I picked, they gave me email address, which I used, which was a dummy email address I used in case, you know, I'm getting spammed or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just picked Bob Dumbass, just random name I picked.
Well, you enjoy doing a lot of raiding to nigger sites, don't you?
Oh, yeah.
Having fun with the niggers at their expense, of course.
Yeah, I got a new one on YouTube. I'm going to these, the song called Rap is Crap, and all the niggers are chimping out over that.
I just watched that. That's a great song.
I love it. All the niggers are like, oh, screw you. You don't know anything about rap is great. And one guy goes, I know 2,000 singers. And it's like, of course, every word's misspelled.
Of course. Well, that's because monkeys have thumbs on their feet, and they're actually typing with their feet.
That's what it looks like, too.
Mm-hmm. And they take the caps lock button and they get a stapler and they staple it down so they don't have to use it anymore.
Actually, you know what I think they use instead of a stapler? I think they're actually using Gorilla Glue.
Ah.
You know, it's much more appropriate. Glue. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't get the caps lock deal. I mean, how do you not notice how stupid that looks?
They just look at what they type and it's in bigger letters than everybody else and they go, oh, that right, that's what I want to do. Lord of mercy.
Oh, yeah, they want to be important.
Yeah. So, sure. There should be a nigger font, you know? I'm surprised there isn't one.
I bet you if you look at the list of fonts on like Windows and stuff, I bet you there is one.
I always thought, you know, maybe I could do an invention and make a lot of money off it and market a keyboard for your computer designed specifically for niggers, and it's just letters. There's no punctuation marks, no slashes, just letters. And there's no cap lock button on it either. It's just letters and cap lock.
I think they actually have those. They're for, like, the kids' version computers, where it's, like, half the number of keys that's normally on there. It's supposed to be, like, three-year-olds.
Yeah, maybe they're using that. Maybe they stole the keyboard off of little LaQuisha's computer system and plugged it into the library computer.
Oh, man. Yeah, probably freaking busy using that library computer to go on those weather porn sites and board.
I like country music, I love country girls, I like Willie Nelson, and don't forget about Merle. There's only one thing that I hate, cause it's a bunch of crap. I hate rap. I like NASCAR racing, Richard Petty's still the king. Yeah, they call me a redneck, but you know that's a beautiful thing. There's only one thing that I hate, cause it's a bunch of crap. I hate rap. There's only one thing that I hate, cause it's a bunch of crap. I hate rap. Rap is crap. Rap is crap.
All right, well, Birch, you got a news story for us, don't you? What's going on this week?
Yes, this is out of Fredericksburg, Maryland, and a man held in a sling over a card game. Yeah, antique farm equipment being held because he murdered his fellow nigger over a card game.
Card game. Who posted this?
Jigaboo Jackson.
All right.
Posted the story. A Spotsylvania County man was killed during a dispute involving a card game late Thursday night, police said. Bobby Reuben Lucas, 53, was stabbed multiple times in the neck and torso area at 9608 Lawyers Road, according to police and court records. Thomas William Sales Jr., 59, was arrested. These aren't young nigger bucks either. These are like old nigger bucks, you know, fighting over
a card game.
Anyways, he was arrested at a nearby residence a short time later and charged with second-degree murder. Sales was placed in the Rappahannock Regional Jail. Sheriff's Lieutenant Michael Tim said the card game apparently featured a considerable amount of alcohol and possibly some illegal drugs. So,
possibly.
No.
No. From a nigger? No.
No. I'm sure they're great, upstanding citizens, by the way.
And well, that could be true, because Gencom isn't illegal, so they might have been truthful about that.
And I'm sure, you know, they were drinking only the finest beer, like Dos Equis or Michelob, or... Nah, they were drinking malt liquor.
You know, old English.
But once again, we proved to everybody out there that niggers will stab each other, kill each other, eat each other over the dumbest things on the planet.
What game do you think they were playing? Go Fish?
Yeah, Go Fish.
Crazy.
No, they were playing Spades.
Spades?
Yeah, have you ever noticed there's never any nigger card sharks?
Yeah.
You ever hear about single nigger card sharks? They can't add. How can they play?
That's right.
They can't add the, you know, you play poker, you play blackjack, they can't add the cards together. How are they going to be any good at it?
Maybe that's why he chimped out and killed, because it was just too much for his little brain.
2 plus 2, what'd that be?
Deputy Charles Carey arrived at the home and was directed to a hallway where Lucas was bleeding and laboring for breath. Oh. Tim said the injured man immediately became argumentative with the deputy, saying he asked for the rescue squad and not the police.
He probably had warrants. He was like, I told them to send an ambulance, and you send the police.
Hey, they need to send an ambulance. What the popo be doing here?
Short time later, Tim said the victim lost consciousness. Deputies began providing aid. In doing so, noticed several puncture wounds. So I guess the buck that he was killing managed to get a few stab wounds in himself.
Oh, yeah. Might as well add those in.
So when the rescue workers arrived, they requested a helicopter at taxpayers' expense. Lucas was pronounced dead. Oh, so apparently the nigger who died was actually conscious for quite some time before he was made good. Tim said there was numerous people in the residence who were sleeping at the time. I guess it was 1 o'clock in the afternoon then. They said they knew nothing was going on until being awakened by police. Yeah, this is TMB to the max.
Yeah, they slept through it. No.
They slept through a stabbing.
And a shooting.
Oh, my goodness. But I think the funniest part of this whole thing is that the victim was 53 and the... perpetrator was 59, so these weren't young bucks at all.
No.
I mean, at that age, the typical nigger has great-grandchildren, so...
Or great-great-grandchildren, depending on how early started.
Which goes to show you, too, I mean, niggers never lose their propensity towards TNB as they age. I mean, most people grow up, they grow old, and, you know, they become a lot more docile with age, but niggers, they never lose that fighting spirit.
Yeah, look at Morgan Freeman, he's, what, 75, he's marrying his great-granddaughter or something?
He murdered or married?
No, he's marrying her.
He married his own great-granddaughter?
Granddaughter or great-granddaughter, something like that. She's like, I don't know, he started screwing her. She's like 17.
Oh, my God.
Jeez.
I hadn't heard that one.
Yeah, it was on the site a while ago. She's, I guess, I want to say 27 now.
But if he got her pregnant, what would that child be to him? It would be his kid, but it would also be his great-great-grandkid.
Oh, wow. That's perplexing, man.
Yeah.
The nigger family tree obviously has some vines in it.
Well,
yeah, and they swing from those vines.
Well, he was doing it for 10 years, and I guess the wife knew.
Hell, they were probably having a threesome.
Oh, man, what would cause you to have sex with your own great-grandfather?
God, and he's in his 70s, for God's sakes.
Further proving, too, the magic nigger rule, you know, everybody thought that Morgan Freeman was such a normal, well-groomed nigger, but apparently he's screwing his own granddaughter. thus proving our point again.
You couldn't even make that up. You really couldn't.
Can we find the actual article that talks about Morgan Freenig?
I'll do a search on the site, see if I can find it.
Yeah, let's do that one.
Hi, this is Thinking Migs.
This is Aryan Girl.
This is Justin Nigger.
Hi, this is Galaglide.
This is Lady Coon Thrasher.
Hi, this is Snow Dog.
This is Dirty Dan.
This is Miss Ann, and you're listening to Birdman and DJ on Chimp Out Radio.
Mudshark Madonna, Nigglets at your feet. Wonder how you keep your monkeys off the street. Who gives you treatments? for your STDs while your little monkeys are in the trees. Friday night the nigglets steal a suitcase. Sunday morning they're out raping nuns. Monday's coon involved in a police chase.
See how they run.
Mudshot Madonna naked on your lap. Wonders if your coochie is a nigga trap. Mudshot Madonna passed out on the bed, listening to the nigger music in your head. Tuesday afternoon the coons are chimping. Wednesday morning riots in the slums. Thursday night the oldest one is pimping. Mudshot Madonna, nigglets at your feet. Wonder how you keep your monkeys off the street.
This is DJ Stupnik, and you're listening to Chimp Out Radio. If you like what you hear and would like to get more episodes, visit us at the forums of chimpout.com.
All right, since we got Bob Dumbass here again, we got another news story, since we were just talking about Morgan Freeman.
So you found that article?
Yeah, I found the article. Magic nigger Morgan Freeman will marry his 27-year-old grandsow. It's been reported that actor Morgan Freeman, age 72, has intentions of marrying Edina Hines, his 27-year-old step-granddaughter, so once his divorce is finalized. Wow. Family sources claim that an affair between Morga and Dienya, or Edina, stupid nigga.
Edima.
Names. Yeah, Edima, have been going on for nearly 10 years, and this is the young woman who Freeman and his wife, they are now separated, said the divorce, Myrna 68, raised since she was a young child. I get that there's no blood relations, but seriously, how at 72 can you want to be with a woman so young and who has been raised by as your grandchild? So basically, Morgan Freeman changed this girl's diapers at some point.
And got aroused.
And got aroused. And now he's going to end up marrying his grandsow.
Maybe he's still changing her diapers, you know, if that's his thing.
Maybe they're into that sort of thing. Who knows?
Maybe she's going to be changing his diapers soon if he's 72.
Freeman's estranged wife admits that she and Morgan have not slept together for several years. Yeah, because he's fucking the grandsow.
Right.
And they had had an open marriage. Oh, kinky.
Obviously open. No kidding.
Very open.
That's,
wide
that's extremely open.
Open.
That's his
bringing fellow family members.
So the whole family were one big orgy, apparently.
Yeah, because Freeman's estranged wife had apparently been having other partners during the course of the entire marriage.
Ugh.
However, Morgan allegedly having sex with Edina as a teen, and then the two continuing with the relationship. And too much for Myrna, she apparently thought that they crossed a line. So basically, his wife, after 10 years of screwing this teenage girl or 20-year-old girl, who's their own grandsow.
Yeah.
She finally had a problem with it after all
10 years.
Well, the first 9 years, I mean, she was like, oh, I can understand this, you know. Yeah, that makes sense. Then on the 10th year, she was like, oh, hell no.
Besides, his estranged wife is going to be hitting the nigger lottery anyways with as much money as Morgan Freeman has.
Yeah.
So that's what it was. It wasn't the daughter. It was the money.
Oh, yeah, of course. I mean, she's hitting the nigger lottery big time. And I'm pretty sure 10 years from now, if Morgan Freeman's still alive, the 27-year-old Grand Sal is going to end up divorcing him for the nigger lottery, too.
Hmm. Maybe they'll get back together.
Yeah. Reunited.
Well, so what do you think they're going to have at their wedding? You think they're going to, instead of throwing rice, they're going to throw, like, ramen noodles or macaroni and cheese or something? And
throw some Uncle Ben's rice at them or something.
Chicken bones.
Chicken bones, yeah. Instead of champagne, they're going to have Jenkum bottles that they're going to toast with.
In case you wet an ass with little sporks at them.
I'm a black man with a good job, a loving family, a big house in the suburbs, and an all-around promising African-American future. But every once in a while, I get that urge to be be a nigger. That's why I use Niggerette. When I get those nigger cravings after, say, watching a music video on BET, or after adding water to my cereal when there's only a spoonful of milk, I just pop in a Niggerette, and within just a few seconds, I'm speaking properly, I'm taking care of all my kids, I'm flushing all my narcotics down the toilet, even when there isn't a cop in sight. Here's how it works. Niggerette attacks a chemical in the black male's brain called ghetto, also known as the hood. Once those hood chemicals have been Rodney Kinged, Amadou Diallo'd, and locked up till they become Muslim, the black male's brain is able to function free of all niggerish qualities. I can't lie. I've been a nigger for the majority of my life. First, I thought it was cool, you know? All my friends were doing it. Figured a little bit of nigger never hurt nobody. It wasn't like I was gonna get addicted. Well, I was wrong. Because after 12 baby mamas, and over 1,000 attempts at a rap career, I soon realized I was a full-blown nigger. Jerry curl and shower cap to match. But now, thanks to Niggerette, my nigger days are numbered. And for a real tough craving, I take 4 or 5 and smoke a spliff. And I'm never concerned about the taste. Niggerette comes in assorted flavors specifically designed for the recovering nigger's needs. There's chicken-flavored Niggerette, watermelon Niggerette, Kool-Aid Niggerette, ghetto Chinese food Niggerette. Hey, I've been a nigger too long to just go cold turkey. Niggerette helps me beat that nigger addiction one craving at a time.
Niggerette does not work for niggers over 50 still living at they mama's house. Side effects may include loss of rhythm, corny behavior, and a desire to be white. If any of these symptoms occur, read the autobiography of Malcolm X, eat a plate of soul food, and listen to some John Coltrane.
Niggerette helps keep the nigger away.
Good afternoon, Chip Out. For me, this be the morning and shit since it's only 1 p.m. Anyway, let me give props to all you honkies out there and shit right now. My name is LaDante Big Up Jackson. I'm an entrepreneur, a rapper, semi-pro basketball player, and I'm the new nigger consultant for your racist-ass honky show. Here's the lowdown on this shit. Me and my baby mama, Sharika, we was chilling in the crib and shit, about to make some ghetto lobster out of one of them kids. Sure love that ghetto lobster. Almost as much as that KFC. I think it was the Donda we was gonna eat. Hell, I don't know. We got too many of them chillins running around and shit. Know what I'm saying? We needed to get some recipes for getting lobster cooked in some Jankum. Mm-mm. Sure love that Jankum as well. Mm-mm. So we get on the internet, which, by the way, was invented by a black man in Egypt, but stolen by a white man. And we found your racist-ass honky website. Turns out you ain't got no brothers on the side. Before I could say Black Jesus, Sharika was on the cell phone with the NAACP, so we could maybe sue your white asses for not being an equal opportunity employer. Failing that, we was gonna have a protest and shit. We were gonna march on the internet against you honkies. Million Man March. Malcolm X, my brother. Anyway, turns out your radio host settled out of court with an agreement to have me on as a consultant for the brother man. Don't worry, honkies. I got some master's degree from DeVry Online University on African-American studies. So you whiteys be in good hands and shit with me. Speaking of all that white ass, where them white women's at? I know they can't control themselves when there's a brother man in the room. Know what I'm saying? Anyway, you white people can send me questions about niggas, and I'll give you the truth and shit. Peace out, niggas! Deuces!
And that was LaDante Bigger Jackson. Looks like we got our own pet nigger here.
Oh, another pet nigger? I mean, for God's sake, we have to deal with Luther's calls constantly throughout the year. I mean, now we got another nigger?
Yeah, we should open a zoo or something. Some kind of primate exhibit or something.
You know, we really need to buy some cages and some of those, like, little squirt bottles that are, like, hung outside of the cages so they can get their water.
Yeah, but we're not going to give them water. I mean, we're going to be good to our niggers. We should give them, like, some grape drink and some Kool-Aid.
Malt liquor.
And malt liquor if they're good, yeah.
Yeah. Shine my shoes.
So, LaDante Bigger Jackson, yeah, if you've got a question for LaDante, be sure and send it in a private message to either me, DJ Stupnig, or Birdman. And we will pass it along to him.
Yeah, we'll send it off to him, and he will respond by audio recording. And yeah. It ought to be funny as well.
Yeah, you know, that LaDante nigger, he sounds a lot like Chupacabra. Did you notice that?
I'm not sure. I mean,
you don't suppose?
Yeah. Nah. You never know. Nah.
Last night a fucking nigga came to kick into my door. Last night a fucking chicken was shitting on the floor. She said, come on, cracker, I work for KFC. And if I get fired, why do you take care of me? In the midnight hour, when I'm tired and lonely, she becomes my slave. Link set you free and brought you to me, bitch. We set you free, why are you still here with me? Because in the midnight hour, steals watermelon from the 7-Eleven. Well, it's out all night to sell its pussy. Just so long as it gets its crack rock.
Because in the midnight hour, I cried for. with a nigga yell. Right, more, more, more. One more.
Okay, joining us through the miracle of Skype, we have with us Justin Nigger. How you doing, Justin?
Doing great.
Awesome. It's good to have you back, and you're going to be reading our top 10. Bird, what's the topic this week?
10 signs we've moved into a nigger neighborhood. That's never good.
Number 10.
The grass is gone and the trees are dead.
Yeah. Yep.
The grass is gone, probably because they all smoked it. Number 9. Number 9.
Your neighbor gets several visitors a day that stay only for only a few minutes.
Yeah, I wonder what they're doing.
They be selling drugs and shit.
Number... You know, actually, I had the nig rental, and I had niggers that were slinging crack out of that house, and the neighbors told me that they had, like, a little drive-in window thing going in the front porch where they cut out the screen to the window, and people would walk up to it like they were ordering from, you know, like a hot, like a Burger King or something. And they would just walk up to the window and get their stuff and pay the money and then leave.
Finally, the niggers invent something.
Drive-through drug service.
Yeah, but it was like a walk-through drug service, yeah.
Yeah.
Kind of smart.
They come on their stolen bicycle.
Yeah. I did find a stolen bicycle when I kicked them out, actually. So, you're onto something there. Number 8.
Even Domino's won't deliver there.
Ooh, yeah. Number 7.
Pit bulls chained up in every yard.
Absolutely.
Or loose in every yard. Number 6.
Your bike gets stolen within 5 minutes.
There's that stolen bike again.
Here it is. Because, you know, it takes 5 minutes for them to get your bike and then go to the walk-up drive-thru drug thing. So, number 5.
Check cashing places on every corner.
As we know, they don't have a bank account. They don't have a bank account.
Why don't they have bank accounts? I never got that.
Usually because their credit is so terrible that the banks won't give them a bank account.
Well, after you write 20 bad checks, they won't touch you with a 10-foot pole.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, I wouldn't touch a nigger with a 10-foot pole anyway.
Yeah, exactly.
And if I did, I would burn the pole afterwards. Number 4.
Boarded up windows on every house.
Mm-hmm. You see a lot of that, especially in, like, Detroit, East St. Louis, Memphrica, you know.
Well, niggers don't believe in glass. They
seem to be fascinated by the breaking effect of glass. I don't know why.
And then they can spray paint on top of their boarded up windows.
Oh, yeah, to leave their gang signs, yeah. Makes sense.
Number 3.
Closest main road is MLK Boulevard.
That is a surefire sign.
We had a road here in town. It was all right. It had a lot of businesses on it. And when all the nigger loving came out, when they made Martin Luther King a saint, I guess, they renamed the road. Guess what happened to it?
Turned to shit.
Turned into a shithole.
All the businesses left. They boarded it up, and it turned into a shithole.
Just by changing the name to MLK Boulevard.
That's all it took.
Wow. Number 2.
3 liquor stores within walking distance.
Oh, yeah. Right next to the check cashing plate.
Yep.
The number 1 sign you've moved into a nigger neighborhood is?
You have to wipe your feet when you leave.
All right.
Where they say even the roaches wear slippers.
Yeah.
You're listening to Chimp Out Radio with Birdman and DJ. If you would like what you hear and would like to get more episodes, visit us at the forums of chimpout.com. Registration is fast and it's free.
Wait,
nigger, run. A parrot's gonna get you. Run, nigger, run. You gotta get away. Oh, that nigger run, and that nigger flew. That nigger lost his Sunday shoe. Oh, run, nigger, run. A parrot's gonna get you. Run, nigger, run. You gotta get away.
You're listening to Chimp Out Radio with Birdman and DJ Stupnik. If you like what you hear and want to get more episodes, go to the forums of chimpout.com. Registration only takes a moment and it's free.
Okay, and we're back, and Bird, it's cold and flu season. Do we have any news stories that might coincide with that?
Yes, we do. Once again, Frank Howard, our trusted trustee, comes up with a great story. A Nigger College student says TV commercial for a cough medicine is racist. And if you guys have ever, if any of you watch TV, you've all seen the Robitussin cough and cold commercial featuring the chimpanzee in the orangutan. Actually, right. There's two commercials. One has a chimpanzee, one has an orangutan. Cleveland State University business student told a Cleveland City Club, translation, City Club meaning...
niggers?
Yeah, a bunch of niggers getting together to bitch about things. Told a Cleveland City Club...
It's probably a strip club.
there's women walking around topless, but they're gathering to talk about important social issues and
like
stuff.
Like Robitussin commercials.
Yeah. Well, this university affirmative action appointment told the Cleveland City Club yesterday that the Robitussin cough medicine commercial using a monkey is trying to attract nigger customers in a subliminal, insulting way. Look, I was talking to you about this earlier, DJ,
yeah.
And if they want so badly to be human, why do they get insulted so much by being compared to monkeys? So, like, you would think, oh.
Well, because it's a little too close to home.
But they want so badly to be human, yet they get so
right.
easily insulted by any monkey reference.
I know.
This article goes on. According to this Boone, Robitussin is running a commercial that shows a monkey laying in bed using a computer. I wonder if he has the cap locks key on. The monkey is then seen in the store purchasing the cough medicine while a white customer gives him dirty looks. Oh, really now? The college educated nigger says the monkey is then seen standing with a scarf around its neck, clearly attempting to make it appear like an Afro male. Where do they draw these conclusions, man?
I don't know. But he's right. It does look like a nigger.
Well, of course it does. But once again, I get back to my original point. If they want so badly to be human, they wouldn't get offended by such things.
That's true. I mean, because they're always saying, you know, we don't look like monkeys. Ooga booga yeah. booga. And yet, as soon as you say monkey this or monkey that, then they fucking flip out.
Yeah, category 3 chimp out right out of the gate. The Boone said that the theme of the commercial gets by the less educated viewer. However, being a universal educated minority, it did not escape him. So he's smarter than the people who made the commercial.
Obviously.
I mean, all 86 IQ points and everything.
You think he's like in some kind of junior college or something? He's like, I'm enrolled in Barber College, and that makes me university educated. I'm going to take down Robitussin.
Apparently he's going to contact the company over the issue. I mean, like, that'll work. Like, they're going to listen to him.
Like, they're going to pull that ad.
Can you believe this shit? I mean, really. I mean, do they really have nothing better to do than to bitch about a Robitussin commercial featuring a chimpanzee?
Apparently.
I mean, I can guarantee you that when Robitussin set out to make this commercial, they weren't thinking about niggers because, well, let's face it, folks, everybody is so liberal and libtarded nowadays. even the mere remote thought of offending a nigger would be, you know, horrible.
Yeah, it would.
So I'm sure that when the people were coming up with this Robitussin commercial, the last thing on their mind was niggers. They just wanted to do a silly monkey commercial.
Right.
Damn niggers.
Hi, this is Galagly, and you're listening to DJ and Birdman on Chimp Out Radio.
A woman thrown in jail after calling 911 four times over a bad manicure.
Only four times, oh.
Only four times. What is it with Shibuns and abusing the 911 system? I mean, one time we saw the story about the Shibun who called 911 when McDonald's ran out of McNuggets.
Yeah, that was an emergency.
She was arrested for that, too.
I know.
Are they really that dumb? Why, yes, they are that dumb.
You think she was sitting there in jail and the sow next to her in jail said, "What you in here for? Is it murder?" "No, I in here for the McNugget emergency." Yeah, right.
Cynthia Colston was arrested after dialing 911 four times over a bad manicure. A chimp out over a bad manicure landed one Florida sow in jail after she called 911 four times. Cynthia Colston told My Fox Orlando that she called after the nail technician became aggressive with her when she refused to pay as much as the store was charging for nails that she said were too short.
Oh my gosh.
They get dumber by the day, don't they?
Yeah, they do.
I mean, really, it's just, man, it's like a giant facepalm here.
I know. So she didn't have the money to pay for it, and there's some kind of altercation took place, and she called 911 the first time over that. Then what happened?
Well, when a deputy came, she said she was entirely unhelpful and called the emergency line again because she found him to be unhelpful. So the cop had already shown up.
Yeah.
And she called 911 again, I guess, thinking she was going to get another cop to come by and be sympathetic to her nigger line.
Well, I guess she was calling 911 on the police officer that showed up on the first call.
Yeah, that's what she was doing.
Wow.
That time she said she told the dispatcher that it was a non-emergency call and she just wanted to see what else could be done for her situation. That, according to authorities, is not a good reason to tie up the emergency phone line.
Correct.
She was trying to get a non-emergency number, and yet there was a deputy standing right there with her. I guess the cop must have been white or something. Maybe she wanted a nigger cop to come and sympathize because...
Probably.
You know, these nails, they ain't be right and shit. I came here to get my nails did, and they be charging too much, know what I'm saying?
Colston was arrested after she called the line two more times.
Oh.
which she said she accidentally dialed because she was dialing with her dragging knuckle, whatever that is. But that was enough for authorities to arrest Colston on charges of misuse of the 911 system. "Day after Christmas and I'm in jail," she told the reporter, shaking her head, sucking her teeth. A Volusia County official told My Fox Orlando that their problem with Colston's use of the system was that there was a deputy standing right there.
Oh my gosh.
As for her nails, Colston will have to go someplace else to get them redone.
"I had to take them off when I was in jail," she said, laughing.
They made her take them off.
I guess she wouldn't get into any clawing fights with any other Shibuns in jail.
Wow.
They, you know, DJ, they are devolving right before our eyes.
Yeah, they are.
Just when we think they can't get any dumber or things can't get any worse, a story like this pops up.
New tonight, too many calls to 911, landing a woman from Deltona behind bars. Wasn't what she said, but officers said it's about who she said it to. She called 911 multiple times after a fight with a nail technician about the length of her nails. This is true. Shannon Butler live in Deltona with more on this bizarre story. Shannon, what the heck is going on here?
Well, Sunny, Cynthia Colson had a pretty bad day yesterday. First, she hated the nails she had done, and then she got arrested for complaining about it. Now, the sheriff's office tells us it's not about what she said, even about their own deputy. It's about who she called. Cynthia Colson says she still can't believe it.
This day after Christmas, I'm in jail. I'm in jail over something so minute.
Over your nails?
Over my nails.
But the Volusia County Sheriff's Office says she called 911 four times over an altercation here at Central Nails. They say it wasn't an emergency, it was abuse. She called one time to complain about how long it was taking for a deputy to arrive, and another time to complain about the deputy who responded. Listen as even the dispatcher gets on her for calling for what they think was a stupid reason.
Ma'am, do you understand what I'm saying?
What is that?
Talk to him. Don't call 911. Do not call 911 if you have a deputy sitting right next to you.
She was trying to get a non-emergency number, and yet there was a deputy standing right there with her.
Not
an emergency.
Now, she did tell us the whole thing was over the fact that her nails were actually cut too short. She thought she paid too much for how long they were. But when she explains how many 911 calls are made, she said she actually did make two. But she said because her nails were a little bit longer, she was actually dialing the phone with her knuckles. And she said that's why it kept calling 911 over again, because it just kept calling the last number that she actually dialed. We did ask her today, well, are you going to ever call 911 again? And she said she's going to leave that in God's hands.
I guess it'll be up to a judge to decide if it was the knuckles or not. Shannon, thank you.
Hey, do you think the reason that niggers like having those big long nails is like a throwback to, you know, when they were in the jungles and it's sort of like a survival thing, like a defense weapon?
Well, nothing's better than a cat fight between two shibuns and some long ass nails.
So they're kind of like weapons to them.
Oh yeah, I mean, like if Tyrone be cheating on her with Tyreka, you know, her and Tyreka can get into a big old fight with the nails ablaze and scratching each other. Hey, you be staying away from my man and shit. I be kicking your ass. No, I'm saying.
Well, then I'm surprised nobody's come up with some sort of like lead press on blades, you know, something that really could kill.
Well, you know, I guess a company wouldn't want to do that because of liability, because, you know, some shibun's going to end up getting hurt and sue Lee Press-On Nails for making blades.
That's true.
I mean, in a sane society, we would let the niggers kill each other, but, you know, we have to be all nice and politically correct towards them.
Yeah, that's a shame, too. To the monkey. Monkey, monkey. That's all right. So, Bob, what do you think about being on Chimp Out Radio?
Oh, it was a lot of fun.
Yeah, we're glad you were able to join us.
Yeah, thanks, and you're welcome back anytime, by the way.
Definitely welcome back anytime. And thanks a lot for Skimones, also known as Abe Lincoln Was Drunk, for doing vocals on the Nigaroki Billy Idol song. And thanks to Justin Nigger for reading our top 10 and doing the Beatles tribute, Nigaroki. Thanks to Liver Lipper for being an excellent pollster. And thanks to everybody who called in on the New Year's Eve show. We had a lot of fun that night, gave away a lot of prizes, and had a blast. Be sure to listen to the next episode of Chimp Out Radio, because we are going to be visited by UK Darky Destroyer, who's going to talk about his show and some stuff that's coming up. And we're also going to have Nignog Nonya is going to join us next episode. That's going to be a lot of fun. And we're also going to talk to Chupacabra, and we're going to explore some nigger myths in honor of next month being Nigger History Month. So, Chimpians, definitely tune in to our next show coming out in about 2 weeks. And, as always, be proud of yourselves, and don't take any shit from any niggers. The Tiger, Tiger.